The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelow, along with Beth Foster, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, we check in with David Snell from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
So happy to have you, David. Happy holiday week.
Thank you.
And this week, we're going to be talking about, I guess, because you said, thankfully, no major criminal reports, and let's hope it stays that way. We know there was some kind of, what was that, an outlook, they were saying, or some kind of issue with that yesterday. But I think that didn't turn out to be too major for everyone.
It was Exchange, right?
Oh, Exchange?
Microsoft Exchange.
Microsoft had some challenges again.
All right. Well,
we can expect that, but at least it wasn't a cyber criminal type attack or anything like that.
Thankfully.
You know? Right. No, just a little, you know, it was like a Monday reprieve for those who are on Teams.
Yeah, but the Thanksgiving holiday week, we can just kind of relax a little bit.
Yeah.
No major data breaches or criminal reports. But keeping in mind that cyber threats and threat actors never take a holiday.
True, true.
And try to take advantage of us when we are on holiday.
That's right. We can never let our guard down.
Ooh, scary.
So tell me, you have a story for us when you got home the other night, right? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, I got home last night, and I just get in the house, and I get an emergency text from a neighbor. You know, the computer guy is always the computer guy in the neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
So you expect those type of things.
Hey, David Snell, call David.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So it was this one that came in. The message was, hey, Dave, this is next door, and we have a situation with our laptop that we can't seem to figure out or even how it happened. But all of a sudden, our cursor seems to be writing backwards when we type. It's really nuts. Help.
Okay. And, of course, he typed help, P-L-E-H, because everything was typing backwards. I'm kidding.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, let's get into this. So, first of all, this was a real request. This was not a scam from the neighbor.
Correct. This was a real problem that they were having. And, you know, this isn't something that normally happens to a person with a home computer, but it is something that we get support calls every year around April Fool's Day.
Mm. Okay. I've actually never heard of this before. It kind of blew my mind.
Oh, so you haven't been pranked at work then? Maybe you'll be able to get that, enjoy that this year.
Yeah, not in this way.
So keyboard shortcuts are used to prank coworkers at the office. And sometimes it can be fun to watch. Just don't get caught doing them. But in this case, what most likely happened is to make your cursor go backwards.
Uh-huh.
You have to touch two keys on the keyboard, the shift key and the control key, which are right above each other.
Okay, yeah. I see
you
that.
Just push them down and then start typing, it goes in the wrong direction.
Ooh.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know
how
you
could
do that.
Again, if you push them again, they'll go back in the correct direction. I have no idea why Microsoft built that in as a keyboard command.
Yeah, what is that
I
used
know.
For?
I don't know.
No idea.
Okay.
Yeah, because control and shift are, you know, we push those buttons a lot. It's
sure, because you might control, shift, delete to read, to lock out, and all sorts of stuff.
Okay, so this could be, I mean, yes, it could be for an April Fool's joke, but it sounds like this was a mistake that just was, you know, not intentional.
Right, and you and I would not think that if you press those two keys by accident, or maybe you hit them with a coffee cup or something when you were sitting there, or whatever.
Yeah, the cat.
And all of a sudden, you go back to the cat, you go back and start typing, and then it's going in the wrong direction.
Okay,
I know. I have heard of cats actually doing things to keyboards.
Yeah, they have. They can. The cats are pretty smart. They buy things sometimes, but
they're sneaky little buggers.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, one
love
more
them.
Play toy. Send. all right. So the keyboard. So if your keyboard is deleting text as you type, you got to turn this off, right? Overtype mode. Okay.
So, overtype, So what happens is if you notice that it's deleting instead of going forward, you just hit the insert key, which puts the type back into the document.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of little keyboard trick that you can use. And back in the day, Rob, when you and I were younger, most of us used keyboard commands because it's much faster in many cases than grabbing your mouse, trying to click here or right click there or do whatever you need to do. You know, a keyboard command with one or two keys with two fingers can get something done without moving a mouse anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of those were, they became like memory. You know, it's like built into your hand. I'm sure you can do them. You know, obviously you can, David. But most of us could remember those keys kind of just by typing.
Right.
Yep. So you're going to copy a section of data. It's Control C. You want to paste it. It's Control V.
Yeah.
No, those types of things are much quicker.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. I mean, you're forgetting most of them now. I think with the modern, you just kind of scroll over everything and you cut and paste and that kind of thing and copy and stuff. Unless
right.
I'm on some kind of program where it says I can't do that. And then it reminds me of those commands, David.
Mm.
You know, if I'm
right,
using
exactly.
some kind of thing that's either unlicensed or some, I don't know what it is, like a version that's control whatever it is. And then I got to remember to do that.
So the other thing I mentioned in the article I put up on the blog, another thing that's very frustrating for users that we get calls about quite often, it's another keyboard command where you can press the Control-Alt key and then one of the arrows, up, right, down,
right.
or left, and that flips your screen.
Yes, I had no idea.
Rotate the display. Okay.
Oh, man, so, that would throw me through a loop, honestly.
Yeah, if you come in and your screen was upside down, what do you do?
And these are all very common buttons on the keypad, you know?
Exactly.
Hmm. All right. So in this case, did your neighbor, was somebody doing a joke, or did this seem to be probably an unintentional thing?
No, it was probably their cat.
Okay. Oh, we love the kitty. The kitty was like, no more work, no
yeah.
more emails. I need pets.
Feed me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're always hungry. Well, this is great. Okay, so if you want to become a Windows keyboard shortcut wizard, you have a list in the blog that people can kind of review and have some fun with this. And it's probably good to know some of these things so that if these things happen, you'll at least know maybe what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And if you download the list, you can always go back to it, as long as you're not typing backwards trying to get into these things. So the best protection, though, and what we do here, and what you guys probably should be doing where you are as well, is that when you get up and leave your computer in an office environment, mm-hmm. you should press the Windows key and the L key at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and that locks the computer, puts it back at the password screen.
Yeah, that's incredible. I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah. It doesn't affect the programs that you're running, any documents you're working on. It just keeps people from pranking you with other keyboard tricks.
Wow. Simply press the Windows and the L key.
And the L key.
Simultaneously. Okay. All right. Interesting stuff. David Snell, AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, people can go and read the full blog, right?
Absolutely. Go to axsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and you guys have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you as well, David. Have a wonderful and happy and safe Thanksgiving to you and your whole family and the team at AxSmart IT. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Thanks so much. Talk
happy
next
Thanksgiving.
Week.
Happy Thanksgiving, David Snell, AxSmart IT in Wareham. AxSmartIT.com. That's AxSmartIT.com on WATD.